J. Cole knocking my speakers. Sunroof down, J. Cole knocking my speakers. Sunroof down, J. Cole knocking my speakers. Got on my super sneakers, white tee smelling like Sheba. Sunroof down, Rick Ross knocking my speakers. Come with a couple dealers, dimes like Kelly and Eva. Eva. Come with a couple dealers, dimes like Kelly and Eva. Eva. Still rolling up, fucking with that Swiss the sweet. I never roll a dud. Sunroof down, J. Cole knocking my speakers. Got on my super sneakers, white teeth smelling like Chiba. Fly scenery, meadow, won't stick to the mayor. You know I pound that pussy, my name is Mr. K.O. Got bitches everywhere to make you Rick Slayer. The diamonds on my arms make them bitches come and pay us. Hold up. Let's make this official. Hey, you ain't talking money, you ain't talking. Get the picture. I be swagging in the pussy.
That's right.
Popping models every day. Carolina swag with a sag. Chilling in the A. Sunroof down, J. Cole knocking my speakers. Got on my super sneakers, white tee smelling like Sheba. Sunroof down, Rick Ross knocking my speakers. Home with a couple divas, sounds like Kelly and you.
Yo, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. Tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. Got two of the homies in the building. What's goody, fellas?
Drew.
My dog, what it do?
Got the homies Chris and Drew in the building.
Yeah.
What's up with y'all?
Man, slow motion like snail shit. You know how it goes.
Everything good?
Man. Yes,
what
sir.
What y'all been up to? I ain't see y'all boys in a minute.
Man. It's been a while, man. You know, just working.
Yeah.
Big boy working, man. Shout out to all the self-employed people out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's
shout
a
out
fact.
To my dog.
On that pool.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout on out
that
what?
On that pool.
What's that?
That good old that unemployment. That good. Shout out to all them folks that was getting that 600. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey.
Yeah. Shout out to all my barbers out there, too. Shout out that Asian dude. You know what I'm saying? Shout out that boy Goldie. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely shout out to Goldie. What's the, y'all want to shout out your barbershops or?
You go over there just for you in university, man. That Asian dude.
Yeah, man. Franchise barbers all day and day. Right here on the east side.
Man, when I tell you, these is my dudes right here. We done spent so many countless hours wilding, tripping, laughing, joking.
All laughs, bro.
These dudes right here are insane. They might try to keep it toned, but
I ain't toning shit.
Nah.
I ain't toning nothing, man. Straight from boys to men. You know what I'm talking about, man?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And see, where you from, see?
Man. Oh, man. They call me that German boy, man. I was born overseas, man. But you know what I'm saying? I'm a Bama boy by heart.
Yeah.
All day.
That's a fact.
Boy, raised in Long Beach and the 704.
Yes,
east
sir.
East side.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah,
east side.
We all
Shout
east side.
Out east side, Charlotte, man.
That's a
east
fact.
Side, 704, man. Out of why.
East side was rough, man.
Whew.
Growing up, I got out here in 10th grade, and from the minute I stepped out here, it was just rough. I thought we was coming down south. Everything was going to be cool. No trouble.
No.
Oh, the south is different.
The south is different,
south
but.
Is different. Coming yeah. from the West to the
yeah.
South?
Yeah.
West racism.
Man.
Bruh, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Damn, that's what this is, because it ain't no melting pot.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was mainly black and white.
Yeah. Now it's a melting pot. Charlotte is a melting pot.
It really definitely. Is. It really is. Especially, and it can't even gotta keep getting it to the east side. We really got a real big melting pot. Like,
yeah.
Especially I stay over there closer towards Matthew.
Yeah.
So it's I see a lot more of the Asian community over there.
Yeah.
Now than I did in
back in the day.
Maybe about
that
4 or 5 years ago.
G-Mart.
Yeah. Shout out to G-Mart.
Shout out to G-Mart.
Them motherfuckers got everything. You feel me? Them bitches got swans on. I said, what is this? They gotta see all kind of shit.
Yeah, Charlotte's definitely a melting pot now. Like, it's rare you meet somebody and they be like, nah, I was born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody moved from somewhere over here.
New York.
You're not going to find nobody that was born and raised here anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's like whoever used to live here, once everybody started moving in, ain't like
they dipped out.
Yeah.
They're out. Or they're moving on the outskirts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of times when you grow up in a smaller city, you're like, yo, fuck it. When you go to college or anything, you leave. Like, I ain't going back until later on. Like, they might come back. People come back when they get a little older, but.
You see, that shit crazy.
Yeah. Man.
That shit crazy, though, because I was that way when I got out of high school.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I don't want to see none of you niggas no more.
Yeah.
I got the fuck out, man. I took my ass back to Alabama and was there for shit from old. Well, I went to the Army, then I retired, and I got out, and shit, I was in Bama from, like, the middle of 02 to, like, shit, 06.
Is it Alabama?
Yeah.
Roll Tide.
Huh? Roll Tide, yeah.
Roll till you die, bitch.
And that's when I met you in high school. Like, I went to three
Shout
different
out
high
to
schools
tall
here.
Kid.
I met C when I was in like 11th grade. Mm-hmm. I think, what year you graduate?
01.
Oh, yeah, so then you was right behind me. So yes, then, sir. Yeah, pause. But yeah, you can't. Yeah. But yeah, he came through, and that's when I met you. And then Drew, I met playing ball. This nigga here.
Rivals.
Nah, yo, peak fitness, man.
We used to go out there like around midnight and play ball. And this nigga comes through like.
Damn, I miss them days, bro. And like, yeah. Niggas used to really be out there like that.
Heavy.
What was that one gym that used to be on Tryon?
Eastern. Oh, yeah. Damn, I forgot the name of that shit, but it was over there off of.
In the by cut.
By Asian Corner.
Yeah,
bro.
Exactly. By Asian Corner.
Yeah.
On Sugar Creek.
Man. It was a
it,
that, shit,
figure
yeah.
that shit out.
Man,
before,
that shit was
before
shit.
That shit over.
But
shout
when I met this nigga, Drew, bro, it was like, they was running full court. It was four people waiting on next and me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I got next. And he was like, I got next with my people. So I was like, all right, that's five.
Yeah.
And then one of their homeboys comes through before, you know, and we had next. So he's like, yo, we gonna pick him up. You got after us. I was like, no.
Yo, dead.
Drew, what happened?
Yo, that shit was so funny, bro. I was like, because I swear I asked. I was like, yeah. Yo, who got next? Nobody said nothing. So I was like, yo, I bet. I got my foot.
But you know I'm like, yeah, me. Like,
yo, this motherfucker steps on the court and didn't get the fuck
yeah,
off.
I was like, I'm not getting off the court. He's like, we got our five. I was like, but I had next. He's like.
Bro, it was 4-on-5-on-1.
Nigga wanted me out of there.
Real shit, bro.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I'm waiting.
You could be a sub.
Bro, the funny thing after is I ended up seeing him at like UNCC a couple years later,
yeah,
right? And it was like, oh shit, you know, we cool, we vibing and shit.
Yeah.
Then he's my boss. What the fuck?
Yeah, man.
I came in SimCore. I said,
yeah, I'm like, oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought they was going to jump me that day at peak finish, though, because I'm not budging. I'm like, I'm not getting off the court.
Yeah.
Bro, he didn't, though, man.
Yeah.
Real shit, he didn't.
I thought he was going to hold
his ground.
He was on the court. If he got the board, that was his ball.
Yeah.
If I got the board, I wasn't passing it to him, bro, because I was like, man, yo,
fuck that nigga,
this dude, bro, like, yeah. Let's just ignore him.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Don't pass it to the center.
Right, the center playing point guard, everything.
But it wasn't even like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I feel like it would be now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To where it'd be like, oh, man, try me or some shit like that. It was just like, yo, I got my five, bro.
But you see the difference, though, now from that situation to, like how you said, that shit would have been today.
Yeah.
How niggas would have just spent that shit like.
Bro, it's such a big difference.
Don't nobody know.
Now, this nigga's my man.
You feel
right.
me?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, somebody out there then, nigga probably would have got smoked.
For
like
sure.
You said, got jumped or some shit. Like,
for sure.
Nobody sit back and think now.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, but like you said, again, that's the maturity. You
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's that bullying shit. You know, bullying is bad nowadays, bro.
That shit man. Is big. Make somebody feel self. Make them feel goddamn like they bigger than somebody.
Exactly. A lot of times that is what it is. It's like their insecurity, so they feel like they got to bully some shit.
Mm-hmm.
They choose on the weak.
Yeah, I was looking at some shit with the CDC says that when it comes to bullying, that it causes about 45,000 suicides a year just off of bullying alone.
And
that's insane, bro. Y'all ever been bullied?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've all been through.
Like,
what was what happened with y'all? Like, is there a story or an issue or a situation y'all could talk about?
Man.
Other than the time they tried to bully me at on the basketball court.
Shout out to basketball court.
Yeah.
Nah, this is when I was in my parents were in the service.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, I was a military baby. Got down.
Where were y'all stationed when this happened?
I was in Jersey in Fort Marmon, down in close to Trenton, and we were it was a couple of white kids.
Yeah.
And my mom's name at that time, like I said, of course, anybody that know the military, you know, you ain't paying for shit.
Yeah.
Right.
So bread was at a plenty. You
yeah.
See what I'm saying? So my mom's name had went got them a brand new car and shit. So man, we felt good. Damn, white boys made me feel that shit. I said, oh man, y'all just getting that? Like, like for real. Like, it was like, it might have been maybe like 2 years behind some shit, but it was a brand new car. We just came from overseas and shit.
Right.
So, niggas like, man, y'all just not getting that? Like, man, y'all niggas ain't got shit.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like we doing something because we got a brand new car. Car smell good. You know
Hell
what I'm saying?
Shit.
We open. We back into the States and shit. So, it was real bad. But yeah, they shit. Them niggas gave me hell for a minute.
Yeah. But they end up fighting and stuff?
Mm-mm. Nah. I ain't never really getting no fights like that. I used to get picked on when I was shit at Butler and shit because of being short.
And you was the biggest mouth ever.
Bro, I used to be like 4'10".
Nah,
bro.
But he be the nigga the cracking jokes on everybody, nigga. Talking shit to everybody. So I don't see how he got bullied.
Bro.
He probably was the biggest bully out there.
But I had to put that persona on. You feel what I'm saying? Like, most people that do that, you know what I'm saying? Especially I can say it for myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to do something to keep people off of you. In order to figure it out, like I said, I knew I wasn't the
biggest. Was always in every crowd, though. Like, you would come fuck with us for a little bit, keep it moving to another crowd. Like,
I got to show love. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I always knew where I was outnumbered at. Yeah. So, in order to, I had to use my weakness as a strength for myself. Like,
that
jokes.
Nigga would come up there like, it's the Africans.
What are you saying there, kid? Like, that would just be my way. Like, because I knew if I could make you laugh, I got you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then from there, you'll rock with me.
Facts.
Versus, I just walk up to you, hey, what's up, man? My name Chris. Let me get your little short ass about
that. He come through talking shit like, boy, how many of y'all Africans is in this motherfucker?
It's like 39 of y'all in one room.
Drew, what about you? You ever been bullied or bullied somebody?
When I first moved out here. I moved out here from Cali, and then I'm in middle school. And
what middle school did you go to?
I went to McClintock. Yeah. But then I
moved. You real east side.
Yeah. Yes, so I was staying at my aunt's house. She was right off of Sardis. So I ended up riding a bus with the kids off of Providence. So, you know, riding the rich kids bus and shit, right?
Yeah.
Bro, I got in a fight my first week. It was a white dude. And he just started talking shit. He probably thought I was like ESL or something like that. Where, you know, he did the Bruce Lee, Ching Chong shit. And I was like, yo, and motherfucker had bedhead. Oh, this motherfucker.
Your typical shit. You'd be like,
yeah, so I'm like, yo, you know, you ain't even showered this morning.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So I guess he looking at me like, oh, this motherfucker speaks. Right? So he
proper
pushed
English.
Me. Bro, we got into it ASAP. I whooped his ass and I bounced like in the morning, like before the bell rings.
Yeah.
I whooped his ass, I bounced, bro. They picked me up next period and was like, yo, and they gave me ABC. My pops came pick me up.
What's ABC for those who don't know what it is?
It's absence before conference. Right? So I got to take a day and bring my peoples to
the
school.
Next
so
day.
Basically, you can't come back to school until your parents come.
Back, yep. Yeah. That's it. So my pops picked me up. He was like, what happened? I was like, man, white kids was over there. Got them talking shit. And he was like, so you ain't started? I was like, nah. I was like, I got him, though.
Not this
time. The craziest thing, though? Because when you be shook like, yo, my parents are going
to
kill me.
Yeah,
but then they be
to.
All right.
Yeah. He was like, you ain't started? Then all right, cool. Because
they understand. Like, every parent knows their child.
But as a kid, that's not what you're thinking. You think, I got into a fight. My parents are going to kill me. Yeah.
Bro, he said the realest shit to me that didn't even click until later. Because I was just mad. Because it was like, I didn't want to fucking move here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Away from all my family.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, he was like, man, we in the South now.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck that mean, man?
Right,
like,
as a kid,
that fucking disrespect me. Like,
until
I grew up and I was like, damn, now it's like,
it makes
you know, I'm just like you, how you good all around, right? Mm-hmm. To where it's like, you know, you got your white friends and they cool.
Right. Yeah.
And you got your black crowd and you cool there too, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To where it's like, I'm in the middle.
Right.
Yeah.
I can vibe with anything.
Yeah. I mean, I had to adapt.
Yeah.
Quick fad.
I remember I was in fourth grade. This thing's about really the first and only time I've ever been bully. It was a dude his name is Joshua, but he lived.
You remember him?
Hell yeah, I remember that.
Kill his ass.
When shit like that happens, you never forget a nigga.
Yeah, that's right.
The crazy thing is, he wasn't tough, but he had cousins, uncles, they all lived in the same building, and they like was always outside. Like, they the niggas who you come outside, they always outside.
Yeah.
So I didn't want no issue with my parents or my like them doing something to my family.
Right.
So, but in my head, I'm like, I'm not scared of you, nigga. I'm scared of your whole environment,
everything around you.
And so he would say shit like he never actually put hands on me. But
where you was at? You was in the Bronx.
Yeah, in the Bronx. Yeah. Okay. So then my older sister, found out Rod. She was like, "Yo, you better fight him." I'm like, "Nah, I'm not doing that." So then she tells my pops, bro. My pops hears about it. And he was so fucking tight. He's like, "Yo, tomorrow when you get to school, it was a Sunday." He's like, "If you don't fight him, it's gonna be me and you." So then Rod came through. Rod was supposed to meet me because she used to be.
Shout out to Rod.
Yeah, shout out
to Rod.
Definitely.
Straight up.
Now, Rod would be at the bus stop before me. Like, she'd be waiting for me.
Yeah.
And then I get off the bus and we walk home.
Yeah.
So Monday come, I tell the dude, all right, so after school, I got to fight you.
We'll smash you.
Yeah, he didn't want to smoke, but he was trying to talk to us. So then when I found out he don't want to smoke, You start pumping your chest up. Oh, what? Nigga, when I see you,
it's outside,
yeah, it's on sight.
Exactly. So we get to the bus that my bus pulls up to the stop. Ryan ain't there. I'm like, oh shit, I took all this big shit. So we get there and he's still just talking. And Rye finally pulls up on her bus and she's like, he don't want no smoke, leave him alone. Like, you're not gonna be turning to the bully.
Yeah.
But.
And see, that's always been Rye's position, like, for real, for real. Yeah.
Like, I didn't have an older brother, but if I didn't have an older brother, like, Rye's the kind of sister you want.
Yeah, she definitely held it down.
Definitely. Yeah, I used to come through when me and Rye used to live together. Yeah, I used to be at the house all the time.
Shout out Rod Digger. Shout out Rod Digger.
Dumb cool.
Yeah. Devin Ferrari.
Have y'all ever bullied anybody?
Man, yeah.
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 Unfortunately.
Yeah, man. And I don't know if it's, I think everybody goes through it, but it's more of a how you did it. You feel what I'm saying? In my perspective, like, I bullied the bully.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely true. A dope thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we did that.
I was the nigga that was, hey, we in class, and you had that nigga that was fucking with somebody, you know what I'm saying, or fucking with the little fat kid, or the nigga that had the dirty ass shoes, you feel me? Like, boom, I'm finna get ready to get on your ass. Like, leave bro alone. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Let him live.
Yeah.
So, I used to bully the bully.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm rooting for the victim.
Right.
Like, me from the sideline. Me like, too. Yo, man, don't take that, bro.
Because 9 times out of 10, the victim probably can whoop the bully ass.
Most of the time, it be like that, though.
Like,
right.
You get your ass dusted off real quick by the scared nigga. You exactly. Feel me? Because at the end of the day, he ain't got nothing to lose.
He ain't got nothing to lose.
Nothing.
Exactly.
So, nigga, you got to come out here with your
all. And he's got all the anger. You been fucking with him this whole time?
For at least a year.
It's built up. He's at the crib.
Exactly.
In the mirror.
He's shadow boxing and everything.
He's like, I'm going to get him,
I can't wait to put my hands on this nigga. Yeah. I've seen it a couple times. Like, even in the hood, when we left Butler one time. I ain't going to name nobody's names.
Yeah.
Homie kept fucking with the dude.
Yeah.
They got off the bus one day, bro. He beat the brakes off the dude. The bully got beat up.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, like, but you could see the confidence built in the dude who was being the victim for the long time. Like, he started like, oh, ain't nobody fucking with me now.
After.
All right, so bet, check this out.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna tell you what made me turn to the advocate of for the victim. Mm-hmm. After, you know what I'm saying? You know me. Like I said, joking and shit, be on the bus joking. Had this one girl, I ain't gonna put her name out there.
Yeah.
Giving a hell one day on the bus.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Giving a hell.
He said on the bus.
On the bus, hi. Man, when I tell you this was the hottest nigga ever,
man,
I used to be looking, he'd get on the bus with a blunt in the back of his ear. Yes. I'm like, what are you doing?
Smoking every day. So goddamn, I'm talking shit to her. Man, she couldn't take it no more. And when I say she slapped the dog shit out of me and got off the bus, like,
yeah.
I wasn't gonna do nothing, but I had to run towards the front of the bus to like save face. Yeah, like, definitely. Bitch! Yeah.
Like, but hoping my bad, somebody you know hold you back.
No, I don't call females no bitches, but I had to goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They had to keep face, but the same breath, I deserved it. You feel what I'm saying? Because I had been fucking with her for so long, going back to what you're saying. Like, the motherfucker that get fucked with for so long, once they can't take that shit no more, it's a wrap for your ass.
Yeah.
Bro, you'll see that look in their eye.
Nah, for sure.
Man, you'll see that look in their eye.
Man, she cartoon slapped me, man. Spit came out like my God.
Yeah.
But that's real shit, though. But yeah, that bullying is something that's serious, man, and I really try to look out for it. Like I said, I try to be out there because, shit, I got two boys.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Like, nah, you definitely got to instill that in them. Matter of fact, y'all know my cousin Esau.
Yeah.
We grew up in the Bronx together, and he ran
shout out to Eastside. Socko.
So he all the homies I grew up with. It was this dude. When I had my son, Eastside was telling him, like, yo, you know, your homie Mez had a kid. So he DMs me, he gives my Instagram, he DMs me. And it's shit that I don't think about. Like, he hit me and he was like, yo, good looking, because you always defended me when I used to get bullied and shit.
Who's this?
It's my homie that I grew up with in the Bronx. We was in the same grade, and he's Asian.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, sometimes, like, people just pick on the nigga who they think is
the weakest.
And I hated that. Like, I would just be like, yo, come on, man. Like, why y'all fucking with him? He ain't bothering nobody. I stick up for him. Walk, you know, just regular shit.
Right,
yeah,
right,
like,
right. Make sure he hit good. Me,
but I'm not thinking about it. Like, that type of shit just, you don't even think about it till he DM me and put it in the DM, like, yo, I always rock with you because you always looked out for me and everything. I was like, that's crazy.
Real G shit, how'd it make it feel?
That shit felt great, to be honest with you, but I was just doing it because it was the right thing to do.
It was just genuine.
Yeah.
Like, it was organic for you to do that.
And I didn't think he would remember that type of shit, because I forgot about it. Like,
but it meant something to him. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you can't always be doing something for a reason.
Yeah,
you know
right.
What I'm saying?
That's
like,
that's the
like,
wackest shit, bro.
Yeah, like, you know, or expecting something back.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like you was doing that shit just because that's how you that's how you came up.
Exactly.
And, I hate but little did you know, years down the line, this dude's like, yo, like, I respect you to all the way there because you got me through those times.
Facts.
You feel me? And you like, damn.
Because he could have been one of the statistics that you read out.
That's true. There's plenty of people kill themselves off of that. Yeah, have you ever bullied somebody?
Yeah, man.
I think we've all done it.
You know, it's I can't even remember, but it's like shit. I'm always gonna get somebody, and it's not like
or bully the bully. Like I'm sure, because Drew definitely stand up for some shit. Like even when we be around, like, if certain niggas be getting, and you jump on the person, like what that's you laughing at? Like or remember? You,
that's the
don't think you ain't bought it.
What's up?
Exactly, Drew hit you nigga with that quick. Like
because I get on your ass.
Yeah, quick.
That shit is funny though, man. Because you know, because it's different. You know what I'm saying? When you see it happen, and then it's like, you know, some people just don't stand up for themselves like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like behind the scenes, you might even have a conversation with her. Say something.
Hell
like,
Like
on some, that shit was fucked up, bro.
Right. Yeah.
Like just to let you know, like that shit was fucked up, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else was laughing. I wasn't laughing.
Yeah,
bro.
That shit was like, whack.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
that might be that same DM I get later 10 years.
Exactly.
Like, yo, man, like that's I remember that time. And it's like, yo, like I just...
And that's just truly how you felt. It wasn't like,
like, I feel bad about that shit, but it's like, it's not my situation. So it's like, I'm not going to put myself in there because now I got to smoke with you now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what's up?
Or that's what it looked like in front of everybody.
Exactly.
And then I got to deal with everybody else. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know, nowadays, it's cyberbullying and shit that we didn't have to worry about back in the day.
And that's what I worry about with my son.
And it don't even be like the biggest motherfucking room because they behind the screen.
Right.
It just be the smart ass pussy nigga or page you don't even know who it is.
Yeah. That's why we watch World Star.
Yep.
Yeah.
We watch them motherfuckers get their ass whooped.
Exactly.
Bro. Like,
on the internet pull up. But I fear for that for my son. You feel me? Because my oldest son, he's small dude. You feel me? Like they don't mess with nobody. You know what I'm saying? So I know how it is.
Right.
I know how kids will see him like, like, yo, I get it, him. Had somebody try my son. Well, he was selling chocolate bars for the school. Little dude on the bus snatched his box.
Nah.
Took his little money out of the box and everything.
Damn.
So I'm at the job. His mama called me and she hyped. So I'm with her. All right. I finished with the client, tell him little cousin. I'm me.
Yeah.
You know me.
Hell yeah.
I rolled out.
About to beat up some little kids.
I'm going to look for the nigga that got on my... I'm looking for the nigga that pulled up. And you just pulled up on my kid. You know what I'm saying? But in the same breath, at first, of course, everybody's mind frame is that. But I had to quickly divert from that.
Right.
And go into parent mode.
Hell yeah.
Boom. I go find lil' bruh and I talk to him.
Right.
I'm like, bruh, this ain't the path you're trying to go down. Same what you're trying to do. Because if I wanted to, my cousin had all his sons with him. You feel me? I got four little boys in the car ready to whoop your ass. You know what I'm saying? But nigga, this is not what I'm about. We need to change this, and I need to do this in front of everybody.
That's real.
That's real. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, that shit was last year. That shit blew my mind.
I had some questions come through from the guests, because it'd be times where I know we joke around and laugh so much, so I'm like, I want it to be like a light move for this podcast today. So I'm going to ask y'all some of the questions that they said to me. So we all could take turns answering the questions. So the first question is, would you ever hang out with one of your significant other's friends without the significant other being present?
Like for the night? See, I already know where it goes.
But let's just say...
like lunch? Or something like that.
Or just hit him up if you
like,
want to hang
out.
Just
hit her up and be like, yo, you want to go to the bar real quick? Or you want to go to the club? Or?
And it's just us two?
Yeah. Let's just say it's just y'all two.
Yeah.
You say you would?
I would, because on the strength of the way we are in our relationship, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
so there's the trust between you and your lady?
Man, we talk 10 plus years, you feel what I'm saying, of before marriage.
Right.
Nigga, I done did some grimy, foul ass shit. I ain't no saint. You feel what I'm saying? And she knows that. But I'm also the person that has grown.
But would you hit up the friend?
Yeah. When I say the friend, the friend that I would hit up or any of her friends,
yeah,
they're our friend. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's not nobody that I ain't got nobody that she don't know about. You feel what I'm saying?
Not even though,
or even one of her friends. It ain't nobody on her friends that hey, I'm gonna slide or try to. Nah, that ain't my. That ain't never been my scheme.
It's not even that you would or you would. I just wouldn't play them cards. Like now, but I don't throw in parties though, right? Mm-hmm. You're not throwing parties. Like her friends have came to my parties, and of course they can be in the section.
Right.
You know, they can kick it because it's an open environment. But I'm never gonna hit her up and be like, "Yo, what you doing? Let's go grab some food or nothing."
It'd
be in a situation like that. Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. Like it'd be like some party shit.
If it was gonna be like on some, you know. Look, let's go.
Yeah.
And then everybody else gonna meet us there.
Yeah.
That's something. You know what I'm saying? But if it's like on some intimate, like just me.
Oh, no, ain't no intimate shit.
Or I'm taking night.
Yeah, like
to the grocery store or whatever. Like,
but like you threw a fight party. You used to always throw a fight party. Yeah, like, what if your lady's out of town and then her homegirls wanna come through?
I mean, to me, it's almost like it was always enough people there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it was, like I said, it wasn't an intimate setting. You know what I'm saying? Or it wasn't like three people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, so that would be cool, but you wouldn't like hit them up like, yo, pull up.
Nah. Like they would have to be on some like, oh, like we heard about the party.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you gotta run it by her. Don't just hit.
Oh, most definitely gonna hit you.
Oh, she's gonna know.
Yes.
Yeah, she's gonna.
Can you imagine seeing her, your people's or even vice versa, your homeboy in an Instagram story with your girl.
And you gotta find out like that.
Yeah, like you like, nigga, what? That should have ruined wherever you at. You out of town anyway. It's gone.
That's the boom boom.
Shout out James. Shout out James Exum, best defense attorney in the city. Because I'm gonna hit him up.
That's a fact.
Nah, I just wouldn't even put myself in that position.
Nah, I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's certain situations I would never put myself in.
Like even if somebody offered me, like I would, I'd probably just cut that. You know what I'm saying? And not even bring it.
Or
up.
Or like if it was your homeboy's girl that hit
that
you.
Was like, yeah, that shit did. You know what I'm saying? Like I just. Cut that. Like,
know what? I would hang out with my girl's friends before I hang out with my boy's girlfriend.
Hell yeah.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way I would just, if one of y'all ladies called me.
Your number ain't even
like,
in my phone.
That's a feel like, I'm not doing that. That's
like,
not,
you going to have to shoot me a text and then you going to have to shoot me by nine of them before I know. Like,
put me in a group text with your man.
I don't even want a group text. Fuck that nigga.
You respond back in a group text.
See, now wait a minute.
Like, just to let you know, bitch.
Now see,
that's a fact.
All right, so. Hey, what situation? All right, so my wife, I did a doing some surprise shit for her.
Yeah.
Me and her best friend was texting back and forth.
Oh, that's different.
But I'm saying though, but my wife, when she seen it at first, because she seen, I guess one night, of course, you know, shout out to all the women that go through the goddamn phones and shit, got the passwords. Motherfucker went through my shit, looked, seen the message. And the next day, I had deleted the message because, like I said, the reason I deleted them because we were only talking about the gifts and shit. So I don't want you to see like, yo, we goddamn trying to get your ring size. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So she asked me about the shit like, what happened to the messages? I was like, shit, we had to da-da-da-da. But once she finally heard about what the fuck was going on, you know what I'm saying? She was all 1,000.
Okay. 1,000.
Yeah,
wow.
But yeah, that shit can lead to some old.
It can. That's why you don't even take it there.
Exactly. I don't play them games.
Because somebody's always going to think something.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm not even going to put myself in that situation.
Right.
And I don't know one-on-one or just hit her up, but
right.
They would come to my parties and shit like that, but that's all good. Like, you come sit in the section, you could drink, do your thing, but I'm not going to be the one to hit you up like, yo, pull up.
Nah, or dropping you home.
Oh, hell. Nah, I've been in bad situations, man. Because it's only a matter of time. Two drunk motherfuckers riding together in the car. That's not a good situation.
Well, we've done that plenty of times.
Yeah. All right, so another question that was sent in. Have you ever hated on someone to get a girl?
No.
Or has that happened to you? He answered that quick. So you've never hated on a dude to get some cheeks?
Bruh, like, water free.
Free.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah.
Free.
It's like, if I had it or if I wanted it, nigga, if it was meant for me, like the old people say, it was meant for me, God got for me. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, it's going to eventually run through. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing that you got that I got to hate on in order to get her.
Clearly. That's just bad karma.
Right.
It's just like, bad karma.
Like, bruh, I mean, she going to pick me anyway.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Like, if you got it. throw the hate, that means she wasn't interested in you.
Facts.
Right, right. Or like, and now you thirsty.
Or you're insecure and you're
My name should never come up in the conversation.
Say that one more time, bro.
My name should never come up in the conversation. Like, ever. Even if we know each other, like, y'all doing y'all. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's the reason why y'all sitting there. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I'm not the reason why.
Say what?
Found my number in a phone and it hurt your pride.
Okay?
Exactly.
Okay? Like, damn.
Dog.
Yeah, that got nothing to, like, don't ever speak my name. Like, it's, why is my name coming up and you trying to fuck her?
You feel me?
Right.
Like, that's, exactly. To me, that's
she might have fucked around and fucked both of y'all niggas. Like,
and we could have did some shit, but now you done fucked it up.
You actually helping me out.
You feel me?
Exactly. You promoting for me.
Thank you.
Put my name in her ear.
Well, exactly.
Because she going to be like, damn, why you on his nuts?
And that happens. Girls will come back like, you sure that shit, man? He was talking crazy about you.
And that happens a lot.
It happens a lot.
I was just going to say, niggas pillow talk more than females.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
And the thing is, too, you don't, like, you expect a female to do that shit. So when you a nigga talking too much, women don't want to hear that shit either.
Like females say though, shit, niggas is more bitches than that damn female. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
Drew, like, can you think of a situation where you found out or?
Yeah. I had a situation to where.
That shit is disgusting, right? Don't it hurt your feelings with
Gabs?
Like, dog, you lost already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, bro, she told me.
They're gonna tell you. That's the thing. Like,
that's what make it even worse.
Like, she told me. She already chose, my man.
Yeah.
Like, you over here and you still going.
Yeah.
But you supposed to be like my dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, just like my man said, water's free.
Free, my man.
Like, yo, come on, bro. Like, all right, here. You take that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you start acting like that funny, like, I'm like, I'm going to stay back. Because
I don't want it.
Something's wrong.
Because if I fuck with you like that, but once I start seeing too much of that shit, oh, man, you're going to have to
I'm going to leave both of y'all alone. I'm going to leave the girl alone and you.
Yeah,
like, yo.
Like, I got to fall back, bro. Like, you like that? I ain't know you built like that.
I remember one time, bro, I was in the club, right? I run into my homeboy. We coming in. It's like four or five of us. He sees me with the chick, right? And he's like, that's you? I'm like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she just.
Everybody always asks.
Yeah, right. I'm like, of course, nigga, she's standing right here.
And
yeah,
that was some hating ass shit right there.
If
that's you?
Yeah.
Nigga.
But sometimes niggas might want to know just so, you know, they don't overstep their boundaries.
I don't
true, true, true.
So
true.
I was like, yeah. So he was like, all right.
Let me tell you something. Hold on, not to cut you off. Yeah. Nigga know the fucking difference. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga, if she walk in, like, nigga, you know how when she walking in with you, if you with a chick, nine times out of ten, your chick
obvious.
Is what in front of you.
Yeah.
You ain't got no girl walking
right
behind
beside
you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, she ain't gonna be walking behind you. Yeah. Like, that's somebody that's not with you. That's something that you need to question. Like, yo, I see her next to you, but I don't know if she with you.
I introduced them though. It's not even, I'm like, yo, this is so and so, this is so and so. So
hate.
Later on in that night, they had a little outside area where you could smoke, do whatever you do. So we go outside, me, the girl, and a couple of the homies. The dude, the particular dude, he's standing outside of that area, right? So she goes inside and she walks by him. So I talk to my people and I walk behind her, but she goes through the door before me.
Yeah.
He grabs her up. Like,
right.
So I'm like, I'm not going to hate because she's not my girlfriend.
Right.
So I'm like,
but you already knew you got
so
that pre-story.
She kind of pushes him off and he whispers something in her ear. And then by the time I get there, like, she just like, her whole mood changes, right? So I'm like, all right, whatever. So we go to sit down and she just like, her whole mood is like completely shot. So I'm like, what's wrong? She was like, you sure that's your homeboy? I'm like, yeah. She was like, he just told me that you got other girls in here and that you're not thinking about her. Oh, I'm like, yo, my nigga.
Wow.
So I'm looking like, but he has kind of a history of doing whack shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, but that is like.
There's plenty of them too.
Plenty. Who have like a pattern of doing that type of shit.
They score off of it.
Yeah, which is whack.
But then you losing at the end.
Yeah.
So like, have y'all ever had a homeboy y'all talk to something that y'all used to talk to?
All the time, yeah. All the time. Is there a time limit for you?
No, because
what you mean?
I mean, shit.
Like,
nigga,
if you dealt with
anything that I've dealt with is free game. You feel what I'm saying? Because clearly it was something that wasn't for us.
Unless it's like some girl that you know is like baby mama, some girl. If I moved on with my life and everything, I don't give a fuck who you fuck with.
I really.
As long as it ain't baby moms. Now, if I have a kid with, she's off limits. Like, for my homies.
Hell yeah.
Like, you should never be fucking my baby moms. Like, that's out of control.
Because that's a tie.
Yeah.
What you mean? Wait.
I'm talking about...
I ain't heard that one before. Nigga said, that's a tie.
No, I'm saying, like, bro, she part of me.
Oh yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we have a tie together. Right, right. I'm not tied between me and
that's
bro.
What I thought.
Right, that red,
still winning over there. Drew over there, Charlie Sheen.
Nah, I was like, I ain't never heard that.
Nah, like it's already a tie, bro. Yeah. Like she's always gonna be that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like
now you trying to play.
Why would you even want that?
Yeah.
But let's we know a situation like that.
Baby moms?
Yeah, nah.
So it's like
baby moms?
Yeah.
And it's like, but in that breath though, it's all right. You feel what I'm saying?
They make it all
right. Right. You feel what I'm saying?
They make it all
right.
But are they together or is it some shit that they just mess with?
Nah.
Yeah.
And we just gonna date it like that. But
yeah. Yeah, that happens, man. But all right, so another question. Why do men want to be friends or keep in touch after a breakup?
Cheeks.
That's the only answer I can think of.
That's it.
Because he want to still smash. Like, it's nothing else.
What? Or, you never know. Sometimes with some niggas because, like, I had one that, you know what I'm saying, and we had to cut ties and strip up because I got married just on the respect.
Yeah.
But it was a girl that, shit, I chased for forever.
Yeah.
And we wound up becoming friends, and then shit led to...
Right. That does still happen.
You feel what I'm saying?
What you mean?
It's a friend.
Like, we was a friend.
But you can't be friends afterwards, though.
But
even, like, if it never happened.
Honestly, real G shit, all the way up until I got married, and even after I got married, you feel what I'm saying? Like, she was completely supportive. Like, asked me how my kid's doing.
Yeah.
Telling me congratulations, like, yo, this and that and the third. Like, never had a hateful word for me, even when I seen her in the streets, when she seen me with my family. Like, on the respect on the respect level, she would keep pushing. You feel me what I'm saying? Like, we would have our quick little, like, we would speak, like, what up? You know what I'm saying? Quick little head nod, and then we'd keep pushing. But in the same breath, it was that respect level.
That's the key word, respect.
It is.
Like, if y'all don't respect each other, that's when all that bullshit comes down.
And we still respect each other, but just to
For me, any chick I ever kept in contact with that I've already... Because I can't... Eventually, you're going to want to fuck again. Like, I can't chill around no chick who I've already... I mean, I ain't going to say I can't, but that's the majority.
That make it a little bit better, though.
I mean, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, even for men, for females, it's like, once you done already been there...
Yeah, it's easier to go back.
That door is never closed,
right?
Because you don't even count as another body,
exactly.
So it's like it can always happen. It's already happened,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like situation turns into a entanglement, shit, man.
Would you do it though? Would you still stay in contact?
Even having like girlfriends who are just like. Just homies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just grow apart.
But you guys are speaking from a situation of being in a relationship now and you got but she didn't specify. Like, it could be just if you're single and y'all break up, why do you want to keep? But that's the only reason I can think of.
For sure.
Hey. I mean, honestly, no. I can say from my standpoint, no. Because I've had females where, like I said, my homegirl, like, that was my dog. So even when I was with other females, you feel what I'm saying? When we were dating, I could call her up and be like, man, this shit is
Like that was your homegirl.
That was my nigga.
Right. So, she gives you the woman perspective without y'all even going
crossing
there.
It.
Yeah.
And you know she wouldn't hold no punches against me neither because, like I said, she knew me as well. Like, Chris, I know how the fuck you are too.
You feel
what I'm saying? So she ain't gonna give it to me raw and straight. So, I mean, and it worked both ways.
All right, so another question. If you couldn't be convicted for any type of crime, what crime would that be? Like, there's no matter how many times you commit this crime, they'll never convict you. What crime would it be?
A body.
What about you?
I had to smoke your ass.
Yeah.
I mean,
outside of that.
I would say robbery.
Robbery,
yeah.
It's fucking Robin Hood over here and shit.
Everybody will get it. Get down and lay down. Being banks and all that. What else?
Mine would be hit and run.
Hit and run.
Damn, you're a bad driver.
You know why I say that shit? Because so many motherfuckers piss me off
on the road,
bro. I just wish I could.
You're right.
Like a nigga,
it's tough guys out there.
Bro, I just
that's
wanna,
a good one.
I just want to pit stop your ass. Man.
You ever get behind them? Yeah. You ever get behind them? And then now they freaking out?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, yo, hey, me and my wife, bro, we got that. We was on the highway.
Yeah.
277. Yeah. Going on to 85, right? Yeah. Throwing CDs and lotion and hairspray out the fucking
Oh, y'all
car.
Losing it.
Bro, that shit was fucking crazy. But it was like that on that.
The liquor.
You know.
Yeah.
You hit me. That curve, bro.
That drive around. Nigga, motherfucker could have cracked.
Nah, yeah.
That, yeah, hit
you
and
gotta
run.
Be a defensive driver, though.
Nah, you
outside of body, yeah. I hit and run the shit out your
That's
mom.
A good one.
Man, bro, what?
Pissed you know what really pisses me off when I'm driving, bro? Like, if you if you're about to merge into the highway and somebody's in that right lane, and I'm like, yo, bro, get the fuck out the way, bro.
Or slow down.
Yeah.
And let me
it's
through.
One. Either let me in or get the fuck out the way. Yeah. But some people want to play chicken with you. It's like, you got it side by side.
They see you come in and they like, they want to.
Yeah.
Now I'm speeding up.
Now you see demon. Exactly. Like, pick it. What you going to do? Like,
none
either let me in.
I'm going to tell you the worst what? Shit. Ever.
That'd be the time ever. Where I slam my car into somebody and ever. Get away with the hit and run.
He said, I got that pass.
Exactly.
The worst motherfucker is that nigga sitting in right turning lane at the red light.
And don't turn.
My
oh, yeah.
God.
If there ain't
and
no
then when it
no
turn green,
turn,
they turn
bitch,
red.
If you don't move that yeah. regular ass like, 96 ugh. Caprice.
That was me back in the day with the 90 Caprice.
And it's an old, so man.
100 bro, spokes.
Yeah. I feel like it should be a law requirement. Like, if you can't be seen over your damn steering wheel, bro, like, you yeah. shouldn't be able to drive, bro.
Yeah.
Like, this old woman was sitting on, like, 9 phone books and still I couldn't see her wrist.
She 170 years old trying
bro,
to
they
drive.
They giving like, out licenses right now, man.
Yeah.
You don't even got to take the driving test.
Kind of like, they going to the post
kind of like
office.
Badges.
Yeah. Yeah, facts.
Same thing with gun permits.
Yeah. Better go get them now.
What? I got, hey. Tip to all y'all out there too that need a gun permit. Don't go waste your time on no 3 permits downtown, man. Go get your concealed carry so that way you ain't got to keep renewing that shit, man. Don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Get yourself together. If you going to go right, go all the way together, man.
Yeah. That way they can't fuck with you.
You feel me?
Yeah. All right, so here's another one. Another one. What's the worst thing you could hear as you're going under anesthesia for heart surgery? What's the worst thing? Right before you about to pass out, you hear the doctor say. I would say, this guy's going for the snip and tuck, right? And then you go... And then you fall asleep. You're like, oh, that's not what I'm here for.
Yo.
That would be the worst shit to hear. Nah. Then you wake up and you a whole new man.
I think the worst shit
woman.
Would be count back from 100. 100. Wait a minute, I didn't wash my hands. What?
Oh, that would be the worst. You go right to sleep.
Or just seeing something.
Yeah.
There's a picture of Bruce Jenner or some shit.
Oh, the side by side.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, when you getting tatted, they got the shit. Like, you know what they getting done. They got all angles of your
shit. They got
shit.
You if right I, there.
If I'm like this,
yeah.
I might not fall asleep
some
no
crazy
more.
Crazy shit. Like, he doesn't have insurance.
You wake he up got Medicaid.
You wake up out of trash can.
With your ass out in the gap.
Nah,
they
fucking
worse.
They put you in that drum.
With them goddamn.
Zip you right up.
With them non-slip goddamn socks. The double thread non-slip socks.
What about the, if you go to pick up your kid from middle school, right? Let's just say they're in middle school and they're getting jumped by 10 kids. What are you going to do?
50. Get the strap. Nah.
I'm putting hands on kids.
Nah, but yeah, y'all gonna get knocked the fuck out.
I'm gonna play the Stone Cold Steve Austin entrance on my car.
It's gonna be bad.
I'm more.
The music gonna come on. I'm talking about man, woman, or child. If you jump in one of my loved ones, I don't.
Handicapped people.
There's no rules when you do shit
EC
like that.
EC kids.
And that's how you protect your family.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yo, like.
I don't think it's something you could think about. Like,
I'm pulling you off if you.
Pulling.
I'm just saying.
If you're
going to work with me, but
I'm
if you're not, then you already know what time it is, bro. Like,
but most of the time, if you walk
especially
up on...
Especially if it's your child, man.
Man, you're not going to think
straight.
Like
a bear out here, bro.
Yeah.
Like a mama bear.
And it's different, yeah.
Nick, I'm going with the the time.
It's
going to
be
Trump.
Bad.
I'm drop-kicking everybody.
Yeah. It's man, woman, and child. I don't care. If you disrespect one of mine, you putting hands on somebody I love, And it's a bunch of y'all. It's not like it's one on one. If I walk up, it's one on one. I'm gonna just make sure nobody jump in.
Right.
I'm gonna smoke your ass then.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
I'm gonna smoke.
I'm gonna let, if it's my son's fighting one on one and they being fair with each other,
he gotta learn that.
Yeah, he gotta learn
that's
that.
That's a fair one, right?
Yeah, it's
there,
a fair one. I respect a fair one.
I'm gonna smoke both of them. I'm gonna smoke my son and I'm gonna smoke his ass. Cause both of y'all stupid bastards. Like, what the fuck y'all fighting? But
If you're gonna break it up, that's different.
Yeah, I'm smoking. Yeah,
now if you break it up, that's another thing. But I'm not jumping in. Is what I'm saying. Like, it's either gonna break it up or let him shoot the fair one.
Yeah, I'm with that. I'm always with the fair one. But like I said, it's more of a learning thing.
But even nowadays, it's not like that. It never is. It's like. We could shoot a fair one. Like, if me and Mez was really, like, yo, like, on the court shit.
Yeah.
To where it's like, but after that, it's like, yo, like, we ain't cool, nothing like that. Yeah. But it's like, yo, like, I'm not coming after you.
Yeah.
And I don't expect you to come after me. Like, I want you to know that this, what happened right here is right here.
But you wouldn't be cool with somebody after a fight?
I mean, I can't. I've been.
I'm about to say, because I fought people, and then we'd be cool afterwards.
Like, yeah.
But then it's like, you know, it's just on some understanding shit. Like, That's it, bro. But if I catch you, you know, trying to catch me slipping or some shit that, then it's like, oh, you want to play like that.
Nah, but we came up in a different era. Like, once we fight and then it's over,
that was
it's dead. Shook on it, it's dead. Nigga, there's no...
Or like, we fight again.
Right.
Yeah, that can happen, like, until the beef is dead.
But, as far as... Man, it's nowadays, it's like, yo, I got way too much to lose.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm talking, nowadays, nah,
like,
I don't got
like,
no,
I don't even want to fight.
Nah, I don't want no problems in my life.
You got it.
You got it,
big man.
Yeah. Nah, for real. Because it's like, you could be dealing with somebody who ain't got nothing.
To lose.
Couldn't wait. He's been thinking about it all day. Like, I can't wait to kill a nigga today.
Right, because he got that pass for a body.
He got the pass, bro. We talking about hit and run. He got the dead body pass.
He got the body pass, bro. We passed up on that.
Exactly. And that nigga sitting there waiting to kill somebody. He's like, you said what?
Yeah.
Smoked.
Exactly. He's like, you got it, bro. He's like, all right.
Yeah, I ain't going there with you, man. I ain't going there with you.
Nah, I don't want no issues at this time.
Yeah, I just want to go home.
That's it, bro.
My nigga said he got the body pad. That's a fact, though.
Yeah.
Like that. Nah, and that's the reason why I don't go out no more.
He said fight.
Who? What? What you mean?
It's a rap.
Man bought up.
Yeah. That's all you gonna do.
Brought his hands to a gunfight.
Right. Exactly. But we ain't doing that. But all right, so I got another question. It's speaking of killing, as one of my homies, he said, if your homie kills somebody and you know about it, would you tell?
Like, you was part of it?
Nah, like you just happened.
He told me about it.
No, you were there. He just killed somebody. Like, y'all get into some shit. Or maybe he just robbing somebody. Let's just say he goes to rob somebody.
He's stupid.
And he kills somebody. Mm-hmm. And y'all together. But
and y'all ride out.
Yeah. Y'all could go y'all separate ways. You have nothing to do with it.
But you know.
And they come sniffing around. Like, yo, do y'all know anything?
If they just sniff. Until you got down, let me tell you something. When the police got down, don't want to talk to you no more. When they got you, they got you. Yeah. They don't need to talk to you. Bitch.
Once they asking you questions, they don't really know shit.
No. They don't know.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, no, they send me home.
I didn't see
that.
Yeah. I ain't volunteering
y'all
shit.
Y'all watch The Shy?
Nah.
The Shy?
I watched that first season, but then I stopped watching it.
But you seen the first season. Remember the kid with the fro and shit?
Oh, yeah.
Where the cop left him alone
and
was like, dude, too smart. He ain't gonna say shit.
Yeah.
And he was really fucking with the cop like a fucking teenager or something like that.
But they saw the whole thing.
Yeah. But that's me.
Yeah.
Like,
I ain't got nothing for you.
I ain't telling shit.
What if there's a $250,000 reward?
Can't do it to my mans, bro.
And that's your homeboy.
I don't care. We can make that together as long as you out here.
I'm not telling nothing.
You know?
Bull black ink. No, bullshit.
Is that shit all in hundreds or not?
Can I get that at unmarked
deals? He said, y'all taxing that?
Exactly.
Or is it 250?
Is it a sealed indictment?
These is jokes. Nah, you niggas that don't know me. These is jokes. But nah, I can't do no shit like that. That's the code, man.
Hell no, man. You will be able to live with
what?
Oh man,
that's the problem.
How you live with yourself?
Remember when T.I. got caught up with all them guns, right? Mm-hmm. There was such an outrage when he did the Crime Stoppers commercial. How do y'all feel about that? Like, keep it real. Like, he did a commercial saying if you see a crime, you know, call 1-800-CRIME.
He did that shit to cut time.
That's it.
But he's not telling nobody. It was a deal for him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. And it's like
he didn't put nobody in jail.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Like. Yeah. As far as we know,
let me tell you something. Niggas talking trash about that, but everybody and their mama went to the movies and saw American Gangster about a nigga that was notorious for being a rat. You feel
most
me?
Of these crime stories end up with niggas ratting.
Like, let's keep it all paid the way full. Bad. Like, let yeah. no, and them niggas is out. You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah. niggas, them niggas did what they had to do in order to, for them to survive.
Yeah.
Like, nobody, niggas don't look at Frank because, oh, Frank told them police, it don't matter. Yeah. Broke that code of telling.
Yeah.
You didn't give up none of your partners, which was quote unquote honorable.
Right.
But you still told.
Still told, yeah.
So it's like, it's always a double A. Well, he was straight because he ain't do this. No, nigga, if you going to live by this, this is what you got to live
so there's
by.
No gray area for you.
It shouldn't be.
But that's if you're living in a life. Like, right. if you volunteer. Right.
Like, nigga, you know what you signed up for.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Everybody that's in a certain
lifestyle,
you know yeah. what the fuck you signed up for. All
right, so now what if your girl, right, is going to the store and she got her homegirl with her, and then her homegirl might get into it with somebody and kill somebody, or her homeboy, whatever. And they bring both of them down. She had no knowledge of anything happening. And she gets arrested for it, for the murder. And they tell her, like, yo, if you tell what happened, her homegirl's like, don't say shit. But the police are like, yo, if you say something, tell us who did it. You can get out of here. And she really had nothing to do with it, no prior knowledge. Would y'all tell her to tell, or would y'all be like, hold it down?
I mean, at the end of the day, I can't tell you what to do, just like I can't tell you what to do, because nigga shit, you
all right, so how would you feel if she told? Let me ask you that. Like, if your girl was like, I'm not going, I have nothing to do, I'm not a gangster, I don't have nothing to do with this shit.
I would have to understand that shit, because I know my lady, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you, yeah. again, you know what you signed up for, you know the type of person you with.
Nah,
shit.
But she's
you
not.
You know a, who you with. You, yeah. I don't
but
know
it's
what
her homegirl that's tied up right now, yeah. right? Like, so she's you trying know, to get free.
She yeah. know.
So they asking for information to yeah. let her free?
Yeah.
It's almost like you got to analyze the whole situation to, yeah. to where it's like, that's a motherfucking lie because y'all tied her into the shit already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it's like, you still asking for information.
You shut your ass up, nigga. I'm finna send the lawyer down there, nigga, and he gonna handle
it. And we gonna take care
there.
Of that shit.
From there. I mean, at the end of the day, because you know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
If I leave my lady sitting in the motherfucking interrogation room, I know goddamn well pressure gonna break pipe.
Yeah.
Pipes. You feel what yeah. I'm saying? I know you gonna break.
All the movies.
Because like you said, you know.
How many
she's
episodes
not
we seen the first 48?
Okay. Pass the cigarette.
Yeah. The bogey.
Yeah, cigarette so, and Mountain Dew. He telling everything.
So it's like everybody don't know, hey. When you walk in, they give him a lawyer. And then from then, it's by what you can prove.
Yeah.
Everybody don't know that. So a motherfucker that's sitting in the motherfucker and shit, I put enough pressure on your ass, shit. Like that. Like you see, like you know, shit. Niggas be in that bitch 24 hours
yeah.
in interrogation. We ain't even talking about in fucking cell, nigga. You in yeah. interrogation.
With yeah. your arms inside.
Inside your shirt.
They keep, you, they keep you in there cold. The nigga, yeah. you hungry.
They gonna do everything you for
ready
you to crack and go.
You ready
like,
to go?
Like, I'll say anything to get out.
Yep.
So, I mean, shit.
But yeah. you're really not even getting out because you got to deal with that shit mm-hmm. afterwards. Like, a little bit of freedom.
So what would you tell your girl?
Shut up.
Just, look, man. Like,
I got the man
on the way.
We're
going
to
figure it out. Yeah. yeah. Like, on some, you know what I'm saying? We don't know nothing as right. of right now.
So what if she gets locked up for 10 years?
If like, she gets locked up for
yeah,
10 years?
Because her homegirl who shot the person or whatever is like, all right, we're just going to take it to trial. And then yeah, they both get sentenced to, let's just say, 10 years each.
Damn, that's crazy.
Keep it tight, baby.
Keep it tight. She's gonna be in there with a girlfriend.
This guy.
Hold those cheeks.
Man, that's crazy. I'm telling my girl to tell. Like, I'm like, yo, what the fuck
I
are
mean,
you doing?
Shit, now well, you I in mean, that bit. You in the 10 years now, so shit. What the fuck you
right,
saying?
So what if the appeal comes up and they're like, now you have a chance to tell what happened? Y'all still gonna tell her to hold it down?
I ain't gonna tell you to hold it down. I mean, shit, again, like I said. Everybody, I mean, it's so crazy how people put scenarios out there like, yo, what would you do in a situation like that?
Of course, everything's different.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
It
I'm
is
just
different.
Saying.
It is different.
Because yeah. it's like, shit, again, pressure break pipes. Like,
there's
nigga, you staring shit
getting,
down the yeah. barrel. Like, at the end of the day, that's your right hand, but in the same breath, you know, shit, I got kids at the house.
To me, I look at it like, if you talking like you in that gangster shit, if you living
you.
That life, then you have to hold it down, shut up, and take whatever comes with you. But if you just not knowing, like if you just hanging out with somebody and something crazy happens, and you not again, you're just a regular civilian, I don't expect you to play by their rules. Like yeah. the street rules are really stupid if we really keep it a buck with each other.
That's true.
So dumb. It's like a dead end
that's
all
why
the way.
That's why you graduate from that shit.
And at the same breath, you know shit, what niggas you really know live still by the street rules?
Young dumb niggas.
Ain't nobody living by the street rules, nah. Bro.
Matter of fact, they're not even, most of these niggas weren't living by them. Like the street rules, whenever shit get, like you keep saying, pressure buzz pipes. Whenever the pressure come on, these niggas be like, man, fuck the streets. Niggas.
That's the shit that bothers me, because everybody's on this 6ix9ine, he a snitch shit, right? Yeah. But I'm like, yo, if it was you and your man in a car and they asked y'all a question, you gonna put it on not you?
Exactly.
But you know why I blame him is because he was talking that shit, he was about that. He said he was about that.
Like, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, from somebody who's like, it's just the thing. Yeah. To say, oh yeah, he a rat.
Right.
So yeah, I want to join the crowd, the bandwagon, and be like, oh, yeah, he a for rat. Sure. Yeah. But then deep down inside, you want it too.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you just haven't been put in that situation.
But, you want to get. You know what I'm saying? And that's
come back to that bullying shit.
That's the shit that's fucked up, because it's like little baby said, bro, the blind following the blind.
Yeah.
To where it's like, if you can't come up with your own opinion about some shit,
yeah,
then don't even open your mouth.
But that's majority of people, bro. No, everybody just follows the trend.
That's what I'm saying. That's why this shit's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, this shit is really fucked up. Like, social media is, for me, it helped my business out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was promoting. Like, look, now you can go look up a barber's page and be like, that's the dude that's going to be for me. Right. You know what I'm saying? But before, it was like, you just walk in the shop, like,
blind.
And freestyle.
Like, oh, he's the free one? Who's the busiest motherfucker in here? Like, I'm going to wait on him, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, matter of fact, when we were talking about bullying earlier, remember that time we left the club one night? And it was me, you, and Aesop. And it was one of the dudes we knew, Nino. Well, damn, fucking Nino. That's a common name. He was like from, either he was Russian or something. He wasn't from America. Like,
right,
he was
right,
only
right.
He had the strong accent and everything. Him and his brother.
Oh yeah. Yeah. From work. Exactly. This was a workout. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, but we just went to the club after it.
Right, like, right, right.
So then we're leaving. We saw him in there. We spoke to him, but he wasn't with us. It was him and his brother, and it was us three. So I think y'all all rode with me. I think
we rode with you. Oh, yeah.
So
we went out that night.
We in the car, we about to leave, it's the let out. And some niggas trying to jump him and his brother. Like, but you could tell they were bullying him. It wasn't like, right, you know how some niggas be like, why you want to smoke with them niggas? It was like six dudes like trying to jump on him. We like, hold up, is that Nino? Like, when we were leaving the parking lot, we left the car right there. We all jumped out on them niggas, like,
bro, like Alley Cat,
yeah,
like in the parking lot, not in the alley, but this was at the end of the night, like to where, you know, Mez was like, yo, shit, we jumped out the car.
We all jumped out, like, what y'all trying to do? Like,
but that's that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I remember one of the dudes kept reaching in his waist.
Like, he had something.
I told him straight out, like, yo, fam, that's going to get you hurt. You ain't got nothing. Yeah. He was looking like, what you trying to do? I'm like, nigga, that's going to get you hurt. Stop playing like that. Yeah.
But they stopped.
They stopped, though. They was looking like, yo, who are these niggas jumping out for these niggas? Because we looked like we have nothing. Like, I think they were Russian or they were somewhere. Yeah, but.
Yeah, no ties to
No ties, but they were looking like, hold up, who are these niggas defending?
Out of nowhere.
Yeah. So they stopped. They just was like, all right, y'all got it. Like, they just left it alone.
And that's how it goes,
that
though, man.
That shit was crazy. I forgot all about that shit, bro.
I always think about that shit. I'm like, look at these niggas dealing with these dudes for no reason. Like,
you just want to make a scene for nothing.
At the end of the night, motherfuckers lit. They just want to lay somebody out.
Exactly.
Knuckles itchy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's
got
like
that liquid courage in.
That's crazy, because we was lit too. On some like shit. Lit. I want that. I got my nigga,
we was in the Caprice. I just left that shit running, jumped out the shit.
The
like
Caprice.
Bro, that shit was literally right there. Like, we crossed the street.
Hey, we like, what y'all trying to do?
What's up?
Them niggas looking like, what the fuck going?
That's funny.
When I tell you, we done had some crazy nights. This nigga one time, Chris, I threw a party, and
we was on
South Boulevard. Yeah, and he was like, "Let me get the keys." I'm like, "All right, cool," because it was the let out. We had to count up and everything, and he rode with me. So he's like, I'm not about to sit here and wait on you. Let me just get the keys.
Oh, I was there.
You probably were.
I was there. You ain't left.
Yeah,
I left.
Yeah, because I think y'all went to smoke or something, and I forgot that you was in the car.
Yeah.
So I get out and I'm going down the stairs. It's like seven cop cars surrounding my car.
It's gonna sound like it was a drug bust real quick.
My nigga, I was so confused. Like, what this nigga do?
So the nigga Mez gave me the keys and shit. I go downstairs. I was slaughtered. Like, we had took like a million shut. That when
Black
you
Label.
Yeah.
Days.
Exactly.
Shout out Black Label, man.
Facts.
Big time. First ever major label. That's when your homeboy Drew was working at the bar, the white boy with the big beard.
Oh yeah.
So he was just sliding goddamn shots all night, nigga.
Well, I know y'all was toasting.
So I got the keys from you. I was like, yo, I'm going to go blow one. Your homegirl wanted to go sit in the heat while she waited for her.
Yeah, your man. I don't remember who man, she was, but she pissed outside of my car.
Did she?
Yeah.
Nigga, so we sitting there. So I gave her the passenger seat. Homegirl sat in the back. I'm in the driver's seat. Crowed the car, cut the heat on. So it's like, all right, well, he coming downstairs. We about to leave. I'm like, all right, y'all be safe. I'm still smoking the L's. Put the bitch out. Got him fell asleep. Drunk. Car running.
Running, lights on, everything.
Next thing I know,
DUI.
Nigga, next thing I know, man's getting in the car. He throwing me into the passenger seat.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what did you do? He just waking up. They're like, is he with you? I was like, man, he with me. But I was like, I threw the party.
I didn't say nothing. I was still up in the
this nigga was asleep. Slumped in the seat.
Reaching for the L.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, this is about to get us locked the fuck up, bruh, man.
I swear to God, it was like 7-8 police around, and then like, Mez, I don't know what he did, but crazy.
Yeah, I was nigga like, man, about he good, man. He was like, I was like, we threw the party. He was just waiting for me to get out, and he put on the car. He was like, all right, cool. They just let it go.
I was slumped, nigga.
Weed smelling. I was like, who pissed outside my car? He's like, your homegirl.
It was like a wet spot.
Yeah, she like, had to go. Fuck? She was like, ooh, now, I can't take it.
Now it's on the seat.
I damn sure was sitting in it.
That's damn, crazy. Man, nah, we just had some wild ass time, boy.
Those
man, who else got some questions, man? What you got, man?
That was most of the questions right there.
That's it, man.
That was it right there, oh, man. What y'all got anything else y'all want to touch on? Pause.
Whoa.
Hey, yo.
Man. Let's talk about how we done matured, man, from the time we came through, man. Oh, yeah. Man. I want to give a shout out earlier from how when Drew was talking about how Mez became his boss. If it wasn't for Mez, man, I wouldn't have got down. I say a lot because I give a lot of props to Drew, but after I sit back and think about it, like, I wouldn't have met Drew if it wasn't for Mez. I had just came, remember?
Yeah.
I had just got out of that shit. Got down and that little stint with them.
Yeah.
With the law. Got their own.
This man. Nigga was the hottest nigga I ever met, bro.
Nigga, what?
That's crazy because it was like, when I remember when you was like, y'all like a new nigga from high school. I was like,
bro.
What?
Like, yeah.
Where did this dude come from? Like, Idlewild. Like, yeah. Nah, bro.
Like this nigga is
we was
hot
at Charles
boy.
Crib. Right. Yeah. Like, where was you at?
Yeah. Nah, he was up Idlewild.
Right, right.
I got down. I needed a job. And it was at the bank, and it was so crazy because I had just beat the little embezzlement charge shit, and I was like, man, ain't nobody gonna fuck with me.
Yeah.
And as soon as I hit the door,
I seen that nigga. I was like, oh shit.
I was like, yo, it was meant.
Yeah.
And real, it's so crazy that you sit back and think about it.
Yeah.
Like, if you hadn't gave me the opportunity, I wouldn't be able to say I'm a barber now because I probably wouldn't have been pushed into that field.
Facts, yeah.
Because I met Drew, and then from there, bro was like, yo, nigga, we need to slow down.
Yeah, yeah. Everything happened for a reason. Like,
everything happened for a reason.
Everything. Bro. You can always tie that
shit. That crazy, bro.
Like, now, I figured, I was like, yo, he can't work corporate because this nigga was walking behind our manager one day ready to fight him.
Like, nigga,
I'm like, yo, what are you doing?
The fuck up.
Bro, we both ended up coming in there looking at boss man. Like,
right.
Like, Europe, do they know who you are? I'm like, chill.
I know this guy.
Shit. Yeah. I was like, nah.
He's in charge?
I'm like, I'm letting all the inmates in.
Right.
Like, every nigga who came through, they had any right. type of shit. I'm like, yo, you in.
But real spill, though, man, like I said, like, SimCorp, not only did it give me a new beginning, but it gave me a that was my start of my rebirth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like,
and you
shit.
Was when I say nigga, rough, that wild, nigga would come nigga. In with the blunt behind his ear. Like when I tell you that was his regular MO, I just like, yo, bro, come on, man. Like
you
work. Forgot you
yo,
had a blunt behind your yo, ear. He's and, like, oh my fault, bro. This, my fault, bro.
With Mez being the fucking boss, he used to be on our ass.
What?
Bro.
I'm like, yo, don't make me look bad, my nigga. Like
I felt him on
right.
that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what made me but, understand the importance of when people put you on. And a lot of people right. don't understand that shit, bro. Like, people get jobs from they people and don't take care of it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I tell people a lot of times when I'm at the shop, like, when something's given to you, you don't respect that
shit.
Nah,
you don't,
You feel what I'm saying?
It's the journey, bro.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, when you have to pay for something or when you have to do something and work hard for it.
That's a fact.
You respect it more.
Yeah.
So when I got that opportunity to be able to come back, it was like, shit, I can't fuck this up.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And that shit blossomed for a nigga. Yeah. Like, shit.
Our department was only like eight people. Nigga, and I think
what?
I think only two people are
yo.
Yeah.
Yo, like he just people. Reminded me of some shit.
And there's only two people who I didn't bring on. Like everybody else was some street niggas, yeah. Some niggas yo. I knew. I'm like, yo, if you knew these niggas outside of work, y'all would never hires. Talk to these niggas, man.
Yo, hey, tell them about the balloons.
The balloon? Oh. Nah, that nigga would be tight right now if we blow on this spot.
Yo. The balloons, man.
That was the shit,
yo,
bro.
That shit was.
What are you talking about? With
you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, nah, we can't talk about it. Yeah, nah, they need to shut shit down.
Look, if you know, you know.
Bro, yo, you
nigga,
know what? One
that
time
we'll blow up the podcast.
I'll
right?
tell some shit. I'll tell some shit right now. What happens when you hire niggas you ain't got no business hiring, right? So yeah. It's just niggas used to. All right, so things would get missing from the job,
right?
And I know who was taking shit, like, cause every nigga in there is a hot boy. So yeah. I'm like. Yo, my niggas, please
shout
stop.
Out. Yo, I never had the sticky fingers.
No. But nah,
I
not
some keys.
I
took some keys.
Yeah, keys.
Definitely
I think everybody
keys.
Has some keys. Yeah.
No, I'm
so,
talking about like, real shit that yo, got nah, stolen from there. All right, so one
I
of the dudes.
Got some Alabama keys.
God damn, you remember the number?
I just know I did yeah. Atlanta. That was like 600.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, that was definitely your case.
Yeah, that definitely was.
Hey, yo, I need to ask that too. How the hell did cuz end up with the only cage had down that deep? Everybody else had like 9 cages. This nigga Drew had
it was short, that one it was little short spot too. Because I had to work downstairs.
Oh yeah, he definitely did. Yeah,
yeah, I had to work
but
downstairs.
So one time, bro, it was when Blackberries were popping, right? So everybody had their little mail slot. So like two Blackberries go missing. So my manager pulls me to the office. He's like, "Yo, somebody from
the
your
squirrel.
Department." Yeah. It was even before that. It was my supervisor.
Okay.
So he put her on to like, yo, somebody stole something.
Yeah.
<He's> like, this nigga, I hate this nigga. If
I
y'all
know
the inside jokes, this nigga's the worst. But so this nigga, they telling me like, yo, somebody's been stole a phone. So I'm like, yo, so I put everybody in the office, like the two people who I thought.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, bro, I'll put you on.
Yeah.
If this shit comes back to me, like you doing some foul shit after I told you not to do no foul shit and make me look bad, I'm gonna fuck you up. Like I told him straight up like that. And he was like, nah, I would never do you like that. I'm like, all right, bet. So, and then I told the other nigga the same thing. So, like a couple weeks later, maybe a month later or something, right? Something happens to his daughter at school, right? He come in and he's like, yo, I gotta go. And my supervisors are like, yo, his peoples is in a hospital. Take him to the hospital.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, bet. We jump in the car. I take him to the hospital. I'm like, I'm not gonna leave him to dry. I walk into the room where his daughter and everybody's in there, and I'm just scouring the room like I'm chilling. I'm making sure he's good. I'm like, what are you gonna do? He's like, I'm gonna stay. I'm like, all right, bet. I look at his girlfriend, wife, or whatever she is. She's on the
BlackBerry,
bro. Ugh. And it's the difference. It's like the exclusive ones before they come out. I'm like. Oh shit, look at the BlackBerry. I'm like, yeah, but I can't say something like his daughter's in the hospital.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You can't beat his ass.
Yeah.
What you
I peeped it, so I'm like, all right, so you know, you dead with me now. Yeah. Like, I'll look out for you and this how you doing.
Yeah.
I was like, I bet. So he come back to work after like a week or whatever. I was like, yo, everything cool with your fam? He was like, yeah, everything's good. I was like, how your wife liking the BlackBerry? And he was like, he looked at me like with his face turned. He was like, yo, bro, it was the other dude who stole it. He stole it to me. I didn't. I'm like, yo, say no more. I was like, say no more. And I was like, you burnt your bridge with me. You good.
Yeah.
Like, but niggas. Y'all niggas, boy. I used to, one time these niggas stole some, what's the Girl Scout cookies?
Yes.
And didn't tell me. Like, they were supposed to go get shipped out somewhere. And they're like, yo, we got a bunch of Girl Scout cookies. So one of them niggas throw me a pack. I'm like, oh shit, Girl Scout cookies? I'm eating them, not thinking they're stolen, like literally from the spot. So I'm like, I'm eating them shit. And then my top manager comes in. He's like, oh, you got Girl Scout cookies? I'm like, I guess. He's like, whose are they? I was like, shit, they a party pack. Like, have some.
I remember that shit.
Everybody start laughing because they think I know, like I'm joking around, but I really didn't know. So then I'm like, hold up, these niggas are laughing a little too hard. When my manager leave, I was like, are these shit stolen? Them niggas like, yeah. I'm like, oh, y'all niggas are the worst. Like, this is not funny. Like,
Y'all
niggas
was the hottest niggas ever. And I have to be
Man, hey. Shout out my dog, Drizzle, man. My dog used to goddamn get the best fades in the basement, bro. Facts. We used to lock the door.
But these niggas.
Bro, I was in there, same suit every day, looking like a dirty butt. I had to wear a uniform.
And nigga, you was in there grinding.
I had to go to school in the morning and then go work. What? I'm talking about meds used to be like, bro, just stay like 15 minutes every day. Yeah. I said, man, he's fuck like, that out. Shit, bro. I'm out. I got to be out.
Then I look at his papers later on that night. I'm like, he left at 10 o'clock, but the papers say 11:45.
I'm
like,
going to squeeze that.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, whatever. We gonna make I ain't sure. see nothing.
That's funny.
That used to be the best, bro. I'm going to tell you what was the worst, though.
The worst was how high you used to be. Because niggas used to be in there high as shit, but he can't hide it. Like, it would be written on his face.
You know who couldn't hide it.
Stuck. Go stand on his feet.
But be working.
Nah, he working.
But working. That boy was productive.
The thing about Fancy is he stay in the cut. Like, Chris would be talking, going department to department, fucking with everybody. I'm like, bro, do you know everybody in the building knows you high?
Yes, I do. Right, yes, I do. I'm going to tell you the best, though. Them nights, everybody used to hate it when Alabama would be late.
Oh, yeah.
But no, when they used to come in, like, 3 a.m.
Nah, I'll be gone by then. I'm like, Melvina got it.
Nigga, remember when we used to have to cover for Melvina?
Oh, yeah, that was what it was.
Bro, I had to do it like 4 times, bro. Yeah. When I say I smoked like 9 blunts.
I just couldn't
be the hottest nigga ever, man.
Just couldn't.
The nigga pull up. What was my name? What was my man's name?
Don't say his name. If it's something crazy. Yeah.
Man, that's
and niggas would be like, yo, we got to get Mez. He out there talking.
He talking about that shit.
I'm talking about the drivers.
Oh, yeah. Beasley and them niggas.
Beasley.
Nah, that's crazy. But that's another episode of Mez Drinks and Chill, man. I appreciate y'all niggas for coming, man.
I appreciate
you. I got to come back through.
I appreciate you,
definitely
man.
Definitely come back through, man. Let me know, man. Get some more of
the
questions,
man. The bottle's still full, man.
Nah,
that's 3/4.
It's still up in there, though, man. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's drink. Oh, y'all want to keep?
Let's go.
Man, I'm still with it, man. I ain't got no problem, man. I'm here, man. I got a whole zip sitting right here, man. That's what I'm
This guy, you go.
That's got to be like the 4th blunt you smoked.
Yes, it is. Straight up.
Sapphire dipped and came back.
He'll be a terrible man.
I heard friends in the background and shit.
Yeah, it's in the
we over here recording the shit, start blaring. I'm like, this thing. I text them immediately, like, yo, we can hear the TV from in here.
But you know how you turn it on and like,
oh, it's already turned up.
It was already loud. I was like,
He was watching porn.
Shout out Pornhub.
OnlyFans.
Man.
Motherfuckers paying bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy what people
are paying. But I seen Boosie goddamn promoting shit too.
But shit, Boosie had to because they cut off his IG.
I just found out he wasn't on IG. I saw the post today.
Bruh. And I don't know. Like, I'm like, Boosie, I don't know what it was that got him deleted, but shit. Yeah. He got deleted off that bit. I'm going to tell you know the best nigga is on Instagram now?
Ooh.
Plies. Man, that boy, that is shit.
He's not a racist.
That's my favorite song.
He's not a racist.
Have you heard the WAP remix?
Uh-uh.
He done made his own little verse for it.
I ain't heard it.
But that boy, I love Plies, boy. That boy is so happy.
That nigga be having me rolling.
What?
I got to follow him. I have to unfollow. Some niggas I just be having to unfollow after a while.
My main followers is him and Lil Duval.
Duval real shit.
Nah, he's funny.
Duval Geese.
Living my best life.
Duval Geese, some good shit. Every day.
What y'all think about these niggas that's so mad about WAP and women with the music talking about?
Bro, like, I like the shit.
I do too.
At the end of the day, you can't really say nothing about it because, I mean, like Cardi B said, I mean, shit, when Slob on My Knob came out, niggas caught with it. Yeah.
I mean, listen to her whole album. You know what I'm saying? That's just the shit that doesn't get put out.
Right. But not even her, though, bro. Like,
but think about Fox, Lil
think
Kim
about back
so
in the, Fox, think about back Trina. Think yeah. about before us, nigga, back in the 50s,
I heard that 30s. Song. Yeah, I posted it the other day.
Like, you got people that was really making shit, but yet and still, of course, because we didn't have social media.
It's society, man.
Yeah. It ain't even society, bro. It's the simple fact of because it can touch everybody so far and so fast. You can put something on Instagram or you can put something on Apple Music and a nigga in Indonesia can listen to it. Nigga in Cambodia can listen to it. You feel what I'm saying?
Nigga, when I look at my analytics for the podcast, I'll be like, who the fuck is watching from
there, right?
You feel what I'm saying? Crazy. Like, you never know what people is tuning into. So somebody that has that kind of reach, you feel what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, nobody didn't have that reach. Like if a nigga pressed up that damn 9-inch
shit, even record. In rap, like sometimes, like I didn't like Master P. We might have heard one or two songs when I came down south. I'm like, damn, he the biggest thing.
Everything,
down south.
Bro, you feel what I'm
he
saying?
He got the Chronicles on right now, to where it's like, yo, 85-15.
Yes.
Then that's different. That's, he was doing that in the 90s.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying, bro. Where nah, people P's still different. Buying CDs and yeah. singles. Y'all remember singles?
Of course, yes. Yeah.
Like it only got the one song and like yes. the instrumental.
And the instrumental. Yes. It'd be a dirty two version, instrumentals, a clean maybe. Version, yeah. and the instrumental,
bro. Right. For like $4.
Yeah, $4. You can get it from anywhere. Yeah. You get it from anywhere.
You had to go to the store to get it.
And like you said, you'd be up top and you wouldn't hear all that, but yet still, as soon as you come down south, nigga, everybody cranking.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, now.
I came down south, it was 8-Ball, MJG. Now you like, who are these niggas?
Now you hear everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
It's almost too much, man. You like, you know what I'm saying? You remember whenever Get Rich or Die Trying came out?
Yeah.
It was like we listened to that shit for months.
Months, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Until the next thing came out.
And you couldn't wait for it to drop another one.
Now it's like every week, every Friday, there's five albums coming out. And it's like it's hard to go through all of that shit.
Or even revisit. Like
I'm on old shit right now, bro.
What? Yeah.
Like straight up. Like I'm listening to nothing.
Shout out Outkast, man. I'm listening to Soul Food.
Like, I listen to like Friday, four albums to drop. I might listen to two or three of them. And I never listen to him again.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because it's too much.
Yeah, like next Friday is another 3-4 hours coming out.
You're putting out too much shit.
I still have yet to listen to Lil Baby.
Oh, you
that
tripping.
Shit is fire.
And
bro.
I keep hearing that shit, fire. But I haven't, like you said, you keep putting out so much.
Yeah.
Like I'm on that Dolph right now.
I just heard he put it
out. I ain't heard the new one.
And I just found out he put it out. I didn't know. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't heard it.
Yeah. It's just high right now, bro.
Dolph be rapping.
Yeah. Oh, Dolph be spitting that shit.
My dog, I fuck with PRE.
That motherfucker be spitting that shit, bro. But paper yeah, it's definitely too much music.
Yeah.
Coming
way too
out.
Much. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To where it's like, because you could just stream it now.
You big music man. Let's ask you some questions.
What you got?
Who are you listening to right now? Who are your top five in your tape deck? Current. Right now. About just all time. Just
I'm listening. I'm looking right now. I'll tell you. Crazy thing is, I fuck with all type of music. Like, I can fuck with the young boys. And as far as the young boys, I fuck with NBA Youngboy. That nigga is fire to me.
Yeah.
I fuck with him heavy. Like Drake, of course, I fuck with him.
Yeah.
Let me see. Who else I'm listening to? Old school Jay-Z. That's all I'm listening to right now. And Rick Ross.
I still listen to the auto. Reasonable Doubt was the one and that Nipsey. Put me on. Yeah. I listen to Nipsey all
every day. That nigga's right in my recently played.
TMC.
But it's like, whenever I first started hearing Jay-Z, it was like the volume ones and twos, and I wasn't into the shit. You know what I'm saying? And then when somebody was like, yo, listen to this.
Yeah.
Bro, I went back and listened to everything after that and was the biggest fan. Like, yo, this dude is fire, bro. Yeah. Like, I ain't know Jay was like that, but I mean, he is dope.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it was that album that was like, that had to tie me in. Like, oh.
Exactly.
But it's always the first one, though, man.
What you listening to?
Shit, right?
You still listening to old school?
Man, I love old school, man. That's always gonna be my go-to. Yeah. I like the ride and vibe, but shit. Currently, I tell you my top five. I got that Based on a True Story. I'm loving that Rick Ross 2 Chainz versus.
Bro, that was a great versus.
Yeah, it was.
Like, and I feel like a lot of people was hating on my man Titty, bro.
Yeah.
Big
but
time.
It's like, yo, and my man had, what was it, 25? 20 hits?
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Big time. It was songs I forgot about.
But motherfuckers was sleek. Like, but I feel like you have to understand both.
Right.
Like, because Ross was so commercial to where it was like, Titty Boy was independent for a minute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But Ross got a lot of fire.
Oh, he got
underground
a lot of fire,
shit too.
Right. Bro.
And like he said, he still got another 20 for another nigga that won't.
Yeah.
To me, it was a good battle. It was a good battle. It was what was needed because, like I said, it was luxury rap versus trap music.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Go ahead, put it in there for me. Thank you, sir. So,
pause.
Yeah. But, yeah, word. Hey, but
I'm riding that.
But even on that shit, I feel like the verses shouldn't really be a battle.
And I really don't think it is a battle. I think,
it is, but people are saying let's not make it a battle.
What it is, Swiss and Timbaland putting up like, yo, let's put these classics versus these classics because as beat makers, they know what song's going to ride versus what.
Yeah.
But as society, we're making it more of a battle because we want to see, okay, well, shit, his catalog ain't big as his catalog, which is true. We know goddamn 2 Chainz catalog ain't fucking with goddamn Rick Ross. Right. But in the same breath, they got the same amount of motherfucking hits.
Yeah.
They got the same amount of features. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So shit, you can't compare, like he said, this is luxury rap to trap music.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, thanks, Rick man. Ross makes that rap when...
And he set a good standard, too.
Because, like they said, yeah, let's keep, you know, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
Titty Boy got more platinum hits.
Nah, I wouldn't go there.
Nah.
The way you looking at it, because I pulled it the other day, Ross got 1 platinum out.
Yeah, but...
Titty got some other shit, and a lot of people, like you said, it go back to, hey, I like Ross. Yeah. I fuck with Ross. But a lot of other people, a lot of younger people ain't listening to it. But the album I felt should have went platinum, which didn't
one?
Go.
Which one?
Shit, a lot of that nigga shit.
You talking about from Ross?
From Ross shit, okay, a lot of that shit.
Yeah, hell yeah, for like, sure. Because
he was getting shit off that 50 shit, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's when I started fucking with him.
Right. Yeah. But you shed light.
Yeah.
And a lot of these, you know, a lot of these younger niggas don't feel Rick Ross. Like, a lot of them, they don't.
See, I don't be around too many young niggas no more.
Yeah, yeah.
When I say something about Rick Ross, because, again, we in the barbershop.
Yeah, you know oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
So, say something about Rick Ross shit, niggas don't feel Ross. This is more, like you said, NBA, young boy, this
little
that
baby
shit.
And all that, yeah.
When Ross dropped that album, what was that, last year?
Yeah.
Shit, nigga, I bumped that shit straight.
Hell yeah.
That's where I got my quote from. You feel what I'm saying? Like, hey, I got that from Gunplay. Like, nigga, this shit hard.
He got a squad, too.
You feel what I'm saying?
And I feel like Wale is underrated.
And super, nobody get...
Super underrated.
I like Wale. Hell he's a hell of a lyricist, bro. Yeah. You just got to catch that shit.
It don't fit the time because everybody looking for a certain beat and...
Nah, you right.
You feel what I'm saying?
You got to dance.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, you got to be able to bop to this. You got to be able to bop to it. You got to be able to do this. You got to be able to do that. And ain't nobody doing that shit to them niggas, so... That's why somebody like an NLE Chopper or maybe a Young Boy or Rod Wave or you can
see like when that shit comes on, I can't tell you who's who.
Right.
Oh really?
I can't tell you who's who. It's like I know it sound good to me, but I don't follow them enough.
Yeah.
For me to be like, yo, that's
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Only one I really can tell you is Roddy Ricch. Like when I hear Roddy, I know Roddy.
I feel like Moneybagg goddamn stepped on the shit.
I don't like Moneybagg.
Don't like him.
Moneybagg be rapping, bro.
Hey.
Yeah. Bro, that motherfucker
be snapping.
Getting it, bro.
I can't.
He be riding that beat, bro.
I ain't saying he ain't good, but I just can't rock with Moneybagg. I can't.
I feel there's certain rappers who, no matter how dope, how many songs they put out.
Like Cameron. Like,
obviously, don't do that. Don't do that.
You can't do that, bro. That's killer there, bro.
Now, because me and him, he knows how much of a fan I am of Cameron. He would kill me. He'd
dip
be like,
shit.
Yeah,
my son
like,
named dip after shit. This man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to kill him. But here's the thing. To where I wanted to name him Cameron.
Yeah.
But I knew that don't look good.
Why not?
On paper.
Oh,
as
yeah.
As opposed to Cameron.
Oh, yeah. True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, hey, when you have kids, you have to consider that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because everybody judges.
Yeah. Everybody.
Everybody.
That's true.
So if my man trying to become... Let's say a doctor.
And is he
Cameron? And they're like, yo, like Cameron and Spirit too is gonna be goddamn performing. You mean Cameron? That anesthetic.
That's the name you hear.
That's the name you hear right before you go out.
But nah, cause killer, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're gonna log out on that name. Immediately.
I hate Cameron.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, nah, I'll
give you a whole catalog.
Yeah.
Better never see him.
Goodness, man. All right, man. Like, cut his shit off, yo.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah. All right, so real G. All right, let me ask you a question because I get a lot of people that say something to me. My son, my youngest son, I ain't never cut his hair.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's black and Puerto Rican. You feel what I'm saying? So he got...
Look at this melting pot we got.
Long drop.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I only get him like maybe 4 braids. A lot of people think he a girl.
Yeah.
So it's like... How would you react to a situation like that? Because I have had different reactions to the situation.
As far as she's
so pretty. It's like, motherfucker, I kill you.
But how's his hair? Like, you just have it out?
It's out.
I might have it. Sometimes it might be in a pony.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like I said, generally it's in the 4 braids.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think with that 4 braid distinction, you can tell that's a boy.
Yeah. No, that's not everybody. Yeah, you're right.
You feel what
yeah,
I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So
he got like, earrings?
Hell no.
All right.
So
he's a hell no.
He's just straight
yeah.
chilling.
Yeah.
past my little man, but a lot of people think he a girl. So what would be your reaction if somebody?
Well, my son,
you know, now a lot of us let our kids, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, we different ethnicity. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, you got a daughter. Drew got a daughter.
I got a daughter.
We all got boys, and then you got a daughter. You got two boys, Chris.
Yes, sir.
You got a boy and a girl. I got just one boy. So my son, when he was one, we take him trick or treating, but we had him in a costume, like a turtle costume. We pull up, like in his chair. I mean, what is it? The stroller.
The stroller.
Yeah. People are like, oh, she's so pretty. And we're like, nigga, that's a fucking. But the shell was covering his whole face, and all you see is his face, like his cheeks, his eyes. So people are like, oh, she's so pretty. And we're like, but I don't go back and forth, and I'm like, whatever. Like, just give me the candy.
Yeah,
put it in the bag.
I would disregard it. You know what I'm saying? On some like. That's all right. Like, I ain't going to go there.
Exactly.
Just, until like, my son start being like.
Chris stupid.
Like, awesome. Yeah. Daddy, why they calling me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then I'll be like, all right, now I got to start checking people.
Right.
Yeah. I would tell him, like, yo, anytime somebody said that, just be like, yo, I'm a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he does. But sometimes, like I said, it's a reaction. Like you said, it's like, man, what the hell is he like?
Does he know it's because of his hair?
He see it most time, doesn't it? It's only happened to where he's actually reacted to it maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
But he'll say, like, I'm not no girl, I'm a boy.
Yeah.
And they laugh. Good. You know what I'm saying? They'll laugh or whatnot, but shit, I mean, nigga, I'd be ready to fight. Like,
You know, to me, it's almost like, it's almost like when you see somebody and then you don't know whether to congratulate them on being pregnant or not.
Man.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like sometimes I just don't say nothing.
I spoke about that in one of the episodes. We were just at the gas station with my homeboy, and it was a chick there. I thought she probably was like, congratulations, how many months? She was like, I'm not pregnant.
What a dick.
Like, my man O was like, what the fuck? He just ran out the store like, yo, I'm out of here.
He's like, yo, I was trying to knock that down, bro.
Nah. I was like, yo, I'm so sorry. She was like, it's no problem. I just eat good. I was like, all right. I just took my shit and left.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, super well. Like, she looked like she's about 4 months pregnant.
Lord.
Nah,
I said she had the fupa.
Yeah, I felt so bad. I'm like, what? Like, the fupa.
The fupa.
I was like, damn. Like, I felt like a straight dickhead after that. Damn, man. Like,
you can't even come back from that
shit.
Nah,
I couldn't. I felt bad. I didn't know what to say. I'm like, I know she feels stupid, but.
Would you like me too, though?
I felt super stupid. I was like, I'm never asking. I'm never ever.
She gonna be cutting her eyes at you all day. Like,
No. She was at the gas. She was a clerk at the gas station. I've never been back to that gas station again.
Just because of that.
Or just because, I look at that gas station, I go across the street.
Bro, I get harassed by this woman at the gas station up the street from my crib, bro.
Yeah.
Word.
Bro, like, every time I come in there, she always be saying some shit. Today, I went to go pick up the bogeys, right? I was like, oh, you smell like that. I was like, pick up some bogeys, what are we drinking?
Yeah.
Go in there, she's talking about something. You smell good. I said,
man.
I said,
that's the word.
Has she ever seen you with your shorty in there?
No.
Yeah.
But I want to say that she might know.
Yeah.
Because that's the gas station we go to.
That's
the Red Sea. Fuck no.
I was about to say, the Red Sea acting up.
He said, you over there on Oak Tree.
I was like, damn, her husband's going to be mad.
Nah. But I'm like, yo, like, but I keep it cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going shitting or nothing like that. Yeah. It's just like, whatever, but.
I be shitting.
But certain girls, these be like, you wanted to. I got a girl. Like, leave me alone. Yeah. Oh, you got the ring on and everything. Yeah,
like, what? You better be having it on. My wife kill me.
It's dead ass. Like, yo, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You gonna do it anyway.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. Feeling like a bad rat bone walking down the street and shit.
I feel like they be on you more just because you got the ring.
Oh, nah, they know that. Yeah.
Nah, they know that shit, bro.
Like, for real, I think they really be on you more because
like
you got the ring.
It's like a challenge.
Yeah.
And they probably look at it like, well, he's not going nowhere, and I know all I could get is dick out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're going to fall for it, you're going to fall for it.
Where's the sign-up sheet?
That's all she's thinking, but
niggas, I'm next.
Promise, man,
WNBA.
We definitely, this is a long episode. We got to snap out of this.
Oh, yeah,
we
about to, man. Come on,
nigga's
man.
On his damn, fifth blunt. This nigga's on the drink almost done. That's another episode of Men's Drinks and Chill, man. We're going to leave out of here with Grandma's song. Or that first song, matter of fact, was by Grandma.
Word.
Called Fuck. Kelly.
How you doing?
He chilling.
Yeah.
Grandma grinding.
Shout out Black Label again, man.
Yes, again.
Appreciate y'all for coming through, man. Y'all got to come back through.
I'm with it, man.
Crazy thing is, I thought y'all was going to be nervous, but y'all niggas is holding it down.
You got to understand, man. We got that, too. And you got to understand, we talk to people all day, man. Like,
that's a fact, yeah.
All it takes is one conversation that's going to roll. But shit, being in the position that we in, you know what I'm saying? Cutting hair. We like the neighborhood therapist.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
We got to be everything.
You feel what I mean?
We got to be everything.
Like, I know y'all hear everybody's problems.
What? It'd be something I don't even want to hear. But I got to do it.
But yeah.
I got to put that goddamn motherfucking mask on.
Because at the end of the day, when you come to the barbershop, nigga, we'll let you be whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
Once you cross out that door, shit, you go back there.
Whoever the fuck you want to be outside.
And nigga, when you're in the barbershop, we let you be whoever you want to be. I mean, we treat everybody with respect. So yeah. That's what it's about, man. So.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate you, bro.
Definitely.
Appreciate
thank y'all, you, man,
for coming through. Y'all gotta come back through.
Oh, yeah.
We out of here. It's another song with Grammar. Y'all check it out.
Keep asking if they ready yet. These slow niggas ain't ready yet. Jet fuel to these plain niggas. Provide change to you same niggas. So above the rest, ahead of my time. In heaven, with Big and Pop recited my rhymes. Let me come back to my generation, when niggas can't rap for shit. A lot of y'all dudes be faking. Yeah, working for the feds, pointing out crimes. Guess that's the reason you ahead of your time. Niggas switching up their flows, acting like Wheezy. Trap or die drop, and they became Jeezy. Now the young thug, come on, take it easy. I don't believe nothing you gotta say. Your real ain't adding up, it's subtracting every day. All to the bases, channel, I gotta chase it. To her first, you behind, go ahead, nigga, trace it. Federations of combinations. When I rap it, it's complicated. The flow ill, I should be compensated. Strapping in ways to say crime don't pay. But if I gotta eat, I kill for a meal. In other words, I guess you wouldn't call me Kill Bill. Back on my drizzy, they wanna know who is he. Fresh smell like Miyake Izzy, all white Izzy. Perfection, my perception is a blessing. And my perfection, the best that ever did it. Ain't no second guessing. Here's a clear message, when I rap, I give a lesson. Freestyle, automatic star, ain't no check it. King of my city, no second thoughts. Thoughts get out flow, shit, I'm nice with the art. Flow pure than water like Noah on the ark. Like an Android phone, goddamn it, I'm smart. Hard driven words from the hood to the birds. A purr the way I kick it, action and now words. I'm trying to move the culture, bring it together, merge. Never been a pussy, I just made the cat purr. Never follow a trend, let the trend follow me. It's science the way I kick it, biology, chemistry. Break it down like minimals, downsize a minimal. Most of these rappers feminine, remind me of my women friends.
Flashback, nah.